A briefing from Eskom's leadership has just ended. André de Ruyter, Jan Oberholzer have been giving us an update along with the rest of the executives as well. As things stand at the moment, we are in stage 4 of rolling blackouts. Stage 6 will come into effect from 4 o'clock today. We will be in stage 4 for all of tomorrow and Sunday as well. The risk of stage 8 is low. So what André de Ruyter has been saying is they've decided to lift to stage 4 because they were able to regain some power reserves overnight. But reserves are still running low. They're addressing it. They're sourcing additional diesel. And then, of course, don't forget, at the moment, wage negotiations are continuing. So we've got an update on that as well. The effect of illegal actions is the loss of 2,500 megawatts, according to Oberholzer, or nearly 3 stages of load shedding due to the lack of operators. So they are giving an update on that. The total diesel spend for June was 1.54 billion rand against a budget of 700 million rand. A ship is docking this weekend, bringing us more diesel. So that's the state of play at the moment. Let me play you a clip of some of that press conference earlier today.
As Jan and Rulani indicated, we are currently very grateful for the services rendered by our managerial, professional and specialist staff in really going above and beyond the call of duty to keep our plants operating. Ultimately, this is not a sustainable operation. Running a power station is a 24/7 operation that requires shifts to change. It requires ongoing maintenance work. It requires specialist skill that cannot be replaced on a short-term basis. The operators are skilled. They acquire their skills over many years, and we cannot simply replace them on a short-term basis. And that is exactly why the legislature has decided to declare Eskom power station operations an essential service and prohibited workers from striking. And in according with the law, we would therefore be in a position where if workers do not heed the call from their leadership, as well as from Eskom management, to return to work, then the country will be further exposed. And again, I would suggest that journalists on this call perhaps address those questions to some of the union leaders at power plants to hear what their logic and rationale is for the action that they are embarking on. Responding to Anton Meyer, I was involved in a meeting, two meetings as a matter of fact, with the president in the company of Minister Pravin Gordhan. We fully briefed the president on the situation. He is seized with the matter. We discussed a number of potential options. I'm not at liberty to disclose the nature or the content of these discussions. I will leave that to the president and the minister to announce, and that may or may not take place in due course. So apart from confirming that I have personally briefed the president, I cannot give you any further information.
Eskom CEO André de Ruyter there saying that he has spoken to the president twice. He cannot tell us what he has said to the president. The president did speak on the sidelines of the Pan-African Parliament, and he says that they are, of course, are addressing the situation. So that's where we are at the moment in terms of Eskom and the power and where we are with load shedding. Now, of course, there is still the negotiations that are continuing because Eskom increased its wage offer to 7%. The unions, though, have not given us an indication yet of what their position is on this. We've also been trying to get hold of NUM and NUMSA. None of them are speaking at this stage, it seems, because they are locked in those discussions. EWN senior reporter Teto Makhlokwana joining us in studio. Teto, good afternoon to you. Firstly, where are we with the talks at the moment? Is anything leaking out? What do we know?
Good afternoon, Mandy. It's actually a very good thing that there's nothing leaking at this point.
Yes.
It suggests everyone is actually giving the process a very fair chance. And that's how the principle of good faith works in any case. But the beauty of it is that we know who is in that room. And given what we know about the people in that room, the branches from the both unions, NUM and NUMSA, we know Solidarity is also in the room. They are demanding, of course, a far lesser percentage compared to the other two unions. But at the same time, it gives us an idea that whatever decision needs to be taken, it will be taken in that room today. A lot of those branches and a lot of those negotiators walked in there with the pre-knowledge that this is the amount of money that Eskom is offering over the single term. That's 7%, of course, and other frills that the employer could have thrown in the process following that intervention by the president and the minister. So if they do decide that they don't want to take this offer, which we saw a single branch pronouncing on this week to say they intend to reject, if workers reject this offer, then that gives everybody room in this particular meeting to negotiate how to go forward. But the likelihood of that, from what we understand, is quite low, that even if there is a sentiment that there is a desire to have more money, you know, coming the way of workers, trade union leaders really are not keen to see a strike.
Right.
Secondly, they're not keen to have the anger of South Africans redirected from Eskom to unions, which is what would happen if the strike prolongs.
You mentioned there about this one branch. So yesterday there was a lot of confusion because there were reports that the unions had just dismissed this offer. But what really happened was that members at the Matimba power station in Lephalale in Limpopo had written a letter. Just explain that for people if they don't understand what happened there.
So what happens in a negotiation phase when an employer comes back and offers an improved offer, really, from 5.3% to 7%, that's a big shift. And I think anybody who understands the amount of pressure and financial difficulty Eskom operates under will know that 7% is no small feat. So when workers got this news, and they did not get this news through the official channels of the union, because again, unions were saying we are going to go back to the Central Bargaining Forum on Friday where we will ventilate around this amount or around this percentage. That branch decided to have a mass meeting, you know, on one of the evenings, Wednesday night. And out of that meeting came up with this letter, which they addressed to their national leaders and Eskom shop stewards and Eskom, you know, representatives, saying that they reject the offer because they want a double digit increase. They want the revoking of what they describe as an apartheid pay gap at Eskom and a whole lot of other things. It's a long list of demands that they make, and saying that they will not be cowering to any sort of pressure. Also suggesting that their leaders are taking the side of Eskom, which is not a good thing for any union leader to find themselves under. But at the same time, if the unions, you know, at national level do not have a connect with branches, that's a problem. And it may even suggest that the continuation of this wildcat strike and failure to convince all workers to return to work and operations does suggest that there is some sort of a glaring gap in how the unions are running things nationally and how members are feeling in the branches, which is something that they'd have to take care of.
So you spoke about the fact that the unions don't want a strike. What is your sense that you're getting here? Do you think we're going to have a deal today? And if we don't have a deal today, what happens then over the weekend? And what happens to all of us that are affected by the load shedding?
We definitely won't get a deal today. That is just, I think the process itself does not allow for that level of speed. If in an ideal world, you would want that to be the sort of quick turnaround that you get because of all of us hanging on tender to hooks, really, to see stage six go away, to see key operators back at work. But the process is that once they leave that room, those branch leaders that are present in the negotiations will have to go back to the operations, to the power plants and elsewhere, and say, this is how much is on the table. And that's the process of central democratism, as they call it in unions, where they have to literally go and hold mass meetings and say, do you take this offer? If not, what is it that you're putting ahead saying you want beyond what they've already put on? So we are going to see a couple of more weeks of this back and forth. But if this offer does get the sort of favor that union leaders are hoping it will get, then we may see this process actually move faster and an agreement in the coming week.
We hope. Teto, thank you so much for that analysis. Teto Makhlekwana, EWN reporter. So that's where we are at the moment. Eskom management and unions meeting at the Central Bargaining Forum. We're not hearing what's coming out of there, and that is the process in good faith as that continues. But an update on load shedding is that we are going into stage six later today. At the moment, we are in stage four, and then over the weekend, we'll have stage four on Saturday and Sunday as well.